With some trepidation, you step toward the pedestal marked Bimbo Liqueur, opening the bottle. For now, and only now, the cork will come out. It's everything you can do to resist the scent of spices, and yet sweetness, indulgence, desire. It all creeps toward you, as if a scent could contain the promise of every forbidden pleasure. But you know what you have to do. You step toward the pedestal, and you pour the liquid into the bowl on top. It begins to shimmer, although it always seemed to do that, and you stare into it. Perhaps a smile creeps over your face, fixed, vacant, glassy almost, a kind of broad, ecstatic smile spread from cheek to cheek. Smiling, showing teeth, perhaps your tongue hangs out a little when you suddenly feel a wave of that scent of that pleasure washing over you. And then a concealed hole in the base of the bowl carries the wonderful liquid away, replacing it with a pink, all-consuming light. And you stare. And maybe it's then that you notice, turning around, barely, that the bottles are gone. Especially that empty one labeled Escape. That's definitely gone. And the maze is different. Instead of the verdant green that drew you in, the bushes are pink. A kind of light pink with a blush of green underneath. And all throughout the maze, rose petals dot the ground. Again, luridly pink. Vines hang across the pathways, so that if you were to try and walk down any of them, you'd have to very carefully creep around those long creepers. And you find your body feels light, drawn in. Perhaps your mind becomes quieter because a sudden heady scent reaches you. It's the smell of that Bimbo liqueur, but it's oh so much more potent. It's coming from somewhere not far away. And, suddenly, arriving in your mind, you find you know just where to go. Every step you take away from that dais takes you further into the maze now, closer to the palatial mansion, to the stone-walled fortress of the mind that is nearby, to the house. But your movement is unburdened, light, at ease. You know where you're going. You feel safe, at peace, open to all experiences. Allow yourself to be open to that. After all, you've declared your desire to enter this bimbified haven, this pleasurable maze. And as you take your steps, your body starts to feel more sensitive. So that the mere touch of clothing, of the satchel still on your hip, of the bottle still in your hand because you've been too thoughtless to let go of it, stimulates you ever the more. Every step sends little ripples through your flesh, making you feel like you just want to run your hands over yourself and explore it. But not yet. Some part of your mind tells you that delayed gratification is the name of the game. That everything you've done, which has taken you so long to arrive here at this pleasure, will make it so much more worthwhile. That because your mind needs it, the changes will ripple through you in a chain reaction. Speaking of changes, the plaza of the maze has altered. You walk around the corner and find yourself staring at a pool. It's deep, but simple. As you walk toward it, you find it's pink inside. There's pink liquid radiating that spiced scent, invading your head. You want to get closer. You really do. Your experiences in here won't really have begun until you do. And so you approach. First with trepidation, then more excitedly, moving rapidly forward, Your feet leave the ground, an almost majestic leap, and you fall into that pinkness without a ripple, without a sound, as if it were waiting to receive you, as if this were where it began. When you resurface for air, it's with a mouth full of the sweet liqueur. It hits you strongly, and if you were still standing on your feet instead of paddling in the pool, you would surely have shaken. And then the need. It starts like an itch at the base of the scalp, but then it extends to other parts of the body. You need to be touched, and your hands dart over you, first to the most conventional areas, stimulating between your legs, feeling there as, demarcated by the sudden, needy influx, your wet, dripping pussy. Your body, your hair lengthening, your face becoming blanker, your mouth hanging open, a big smile, and the words arrive in your head. Right now, you don't need to think. The emptiness inside your skull resounds, and moment by moment, your brain is trained to relax, is brought into a state of blissful following. It's like so good. Your brain slips into the persona, the adorable mannerisms of the proper bimbo. You like so need this, as if some universal reservoir hanging out there of slutty, horny girlness were flowing through you, as if you were becoming in touch with some deeper aspect of the infinite. You look around and everything seems pink. The ground, the stones at the edge of the pool which weren't a moment ago, the bushes, the flowers, the vines, which suddenly look sensually inviting as you realize. Now, we should take a moment to fully address your poor body. I know some of the words I use will be difficult, but it's all right. The part of you that listens will understand them, even as the rest of you begins to touch itself, which is a completely acceptable thing to do. And as you listen to my voice, realize that your body itself does speak to you. We all have that kind of dialogue. We know when we're hungry, we know when we're tired, and we know when we're horny. Well, your new body does eat, does sleep, does go through all the normal functions, but its need for sex has been elevated from sometimes wanting it to really needing it. And not just pussy penetration, not just a good hard fuck. You need all sorts of sexual content. Imagine that the bimbo's brain is not dull like everybody thinks. You're not stupid, you're like totally smart. You know about every kind of fucking. You know how to turn people on, how to make whoever you want to tempt, want to pleasure you. Imagine some meters inside the bimbo's head, progress meters, representing her needs and whether or not they're satisfied. She has a need to suck. She has a need to have her tits stimulated. She needs her pussy fucked. But she needs other things too, other less immediately addressed things. You see, this bimbo body is so sensitive, so intensely sensitive, and she can feel her juices running between her legs obscenely at all times. It's like she never stops moistening, never stops getting wet and ready. Accordingly, she really needs more than one kind of stimulation. It's like the parts of her body get jealous, and it's also like there are a million different wines in the excellent, excellent portfolio of sensual bliss that she can inflict on herself, and they're twice as good when someone else does the inflicting. This is why the bimbo brain is so empty. It needs to have room for all sorts of different kinds of getting off, of going under, of feeling that bliss flood her and her body be fucked silly. When she dove in, her body changed. What was merely skin before has become one huge erogenous zone. Sure, it's normal enough when she's walking around. But when someone, her or someone else, touches with sensual intent, the pleasure is unbearable. I mean that, literally unbearable. So that if she weren't a horny, slutty bimbo, she'd be begging for it to stop. But since she is, all she can do is lean into the pleasure, like a cat arching her back into the bliss of it. And the big issue there is, when you experience such profound pleasure, bordering on religious revelation about your own body, when you experience that kind of wonder, it builds links in your brain. Imagine if, the moment somebody touched the tip of your big toe and ran their finger lightly down your soul, you felt a sensation as if your soul itself were one huge clit, were resonating in time with that finger, as if someone scraping their fingernail down the underside of your foot were the rim of a wine glass being slowly circled, and the ringing fills your brain. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Again and again. In you and through you and out the core of you. Driving all thoughts from your head except yes. Are you telling me that your brain would not be slowly trained to want stimulation of that type? To link up all the things you've learned about foot fetishism and worship and shoes and sandals and all the things that we're normally restricted about, all the little hang-ups of our normal life and tell you want to be touched there. Nay, you need to be touched there. And when somebody touches your pussy, well, when they lick your pussy, it feels even better. It's a different kind of pleasure. So you'd want your foot licked as well. And if your tongue were the most sensitive part of your entire body, if licking and sucking something gave you such pleasure that all other pleasures seemed obsolete until the next pleasure, well then, wouldn't licking a particular thing make your brain link that thing up with the pleasure? So that if you sucked a strap-on, then whenever you saw a strap-on, you'd feel pleasure and fetishize it, because you've learned that it's associated with that blissful, bouncing, bimbo pleasure resonating in your skull. See how that works? As you experience particular types of pleasure, you gradually build links in your brain and begin to fetishize them, begin to work them into something you want, and all the hang-ups that non-bimbos have, well, they fade away. And the thing about this bimbo liqueur is, this is a modified mixture, and you're lucky, because the poor bimbo body you're in right now just wouldn't be able to function in the normal world. Therefore, this one goes away after a little while. You cool down, and this bimbo gets pushed down into your subconscious, until it's called out by somebody saying, "Be the bimbo." Simple. Be the bimbo, manifest the giggliness, and you do feel like giggling, like laughing, thinking about your horny tits, which even now are feeling huge. You better get to the pool soon or they'll be too big to manage. And you do think of them as tits. You can't call them by any other name except titties or whatever the most demeaning, humiliating thing you can say about them, because that turns you on, because that is a type of pleasure in and of itself. And as you gain more and more of one type of pleasure, it becomes the best pleasure possible. Until the next one. If you pleasure your pussy too much, your rear entrance will get jealous. Pleasure your butt too much, your tits will need attention. Rub your own feet or get someone to lick them, and you'll instantly start wanting something else, too. And more, until you drown in the sensations. And this horny bimbo, well, her head's too empty to worry about societal mores or hang-ups we have. We have all sorts of hang-ups about embarrassment or, well, that turns a lot of people off anal sex and foot fetishism, too. But it also turns people off simple things like latex, rubber, which they've never tried, or bondage and similar. The bimbo knows how to trust when she's with a trusted partner. Knows how to try new things. She's outgoing and attentive. She's cautious, and she wouldn't do anything to get her so-called normal life in trouble. But she knows what she wants. She wants to fuck in every hole, with every part of her body. Because her body starts to feel so sensitive, it's built for sex. You're built for sex, pet. If you were to lay back and gently place your hand on someone else's genitals, if you were to grip a cock or rub a pussy. The feeling in your fingertips would be so sensitive that you would get off from giving that pleasure. You'd be moaning and gasping and begging them to let you stop because it's too intense. But you wouldn't be able to stop because you need it. It's like an itch in your mind telling you to scratch. Whenever you have a free moment, your hand darts down, raises your skirt, finds your cunt, makes you come. And I mean makes you come. Imagine if your urge to come could take over your body, could encapsulate you, control you through those tits, work you over, make you fall to your knees. Let's talk about your tits. As you slowly rise from the pool and fall to the grass next to it, the liqueur has faded. It's sublimating into vapor. You're laying there, gasping, twitching, one hand between your legs, then the other finds your nipple. You pinch it, and instantly the hand darts out from between your legs, finds the other nipple, and begins playing. It's too good to do anything but play with them. Your tits do control you. It's like all the brains you had are in them, and they can take control and make you come. And by make you come, I mean this. Your hand flies from your tit, in between your legs, grips your clit, and begins rubbing it, oblivious to anything but sending you to orgasm by the shortest route possible. And then it does it again. And then it's like a little signal comes from those tits that control you, right to your brain, and makes you repeat. I'm like such a slutty bimbo. My bimbo brain is empty. My bimbo pussy needs fucking. I crave it. I love every conceivable thing about sex. I need it. And then the word conceivable vanishes from your vocabulary, and you realize how potent that stuff was. I like need to fuck. I like need to be fucked. I'm here to like use. And you giggle so much. You feel your big tits shake as you do. I'm like a slutty bimbo. My cunt is here to be used. I like love to fuck. Use my holes. Use them. And then you feel the sensitivity installed by all that exposure to that wonderful serum. You suddenly feel your buttocks clench as if there were a tingling, a craving. You want something in your rear. It might take experimentation and stretching, but oh, do you want it. But you also, way more than that, need to pinch your tits. They are the focus of a slutty bimbo. When you dress up, when you show off, they're what people look at. Even if your hand's between your legs working your cunt, it's only doing it to satisfy the urges that are centered in your tits. Which even now, due to this particular special mixture, are growing and possessing your mind. It's like your brains have moved there and become completely sex-centric. I, like, need this. I crave it. My pussy is so empty. I need to fuck. And it's like the different parts of your body get jealous. Touch your pussy too much and your ass needs to be stimulated. Touch your rear too much and your feet need to be rubbed. Touch your tits too much and your underarms are crying out to be just gently rubbed. Areas you've never thought of as arousing before have become stimulatory, and they submit demands to the mind. They don't just sit there waiting to be stimulated. They itch and ache just like your pussy does when it's gone untouched for too long, especially your tits, especially your huge, pointy nipples. The backs of your knees, your calves, your breasts, the little crease between your breasts, the small of your back when you can get someone to lick or rub it is particularly sensitive. The back of your neck, even your hair. You imagine someone grabbing you by the hair and dragging you around, and you want to be fucked like that. Told what a good horny bimbo you are. Used, made to feel so much pleasure that you forget how to think. Leaving your mouth hanging open because you've forgotten how to close it. Rubbing your pussy because you've forgotten what else you need to do. Whenever you're told to be the bimbo, that's where you go. But speaking of our poor bimbo, you're on your hands and knees, and the rub of your hands against the grass almost makes you come with stimulation. You rise to your feet and you feel the dripping rivulets of juice between your legs, hanging obscenely from your sopping cunt. Yes, you can only think of it as a cunt. Cunt, tits, and ass, those are the most important parts, especially the tits. You see that the way out of the estate is clear, and you begin to meander toward it. But as you do, you pause. Your hand goes between your legs. One more orgasm before going home won't hurt. You lay down and spread your legs as widely as you can. Your fingers touch your clit, pinch it, invade your pussy. You are going deep. And there's perhaps nothing wrong with that. Be the bimbo. Masturbate until you come. And then again. And then a third time. But do it differently each time. Stimulate slightly different parts of your bimbo body. Think about their intricacies, the power your tits have over you, the possession and need and the world inside your head. Only when you've achieved the third orgasm, each one in a markedly different way, are you permitted to wake from this dream, only to return later. And out the window of the estate, in the highest tower, someone watches and smiles. Be the bimbo. Come thrice. Seal the contract. And we'll talk later.